Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. By the way, if you missed any part of this show, we archive all our shows, and you can go to our website, which is blind-friendly, and all you sighted folks, more than welcome look to.
Michael, let me go to the website first.
Our webpage is blind, and don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What?
In reference to the archive shows, a couple of people had some difficulty, some newcomers on the block. If you're looking for the recently archived shows, look for the button with your screen reader that says January 6th. That's all the shows that are from 2019.
This year.
So scroll down with your screen reader and look for the one that starts.
There's almost 200 shows on there, so you have to look for it.
You have to go way down.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. Check out all the sponsors, the light, and the advertisers. There's a lot on there and a lot to say. And then you can check out the archives. We archive all the shows. Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org.
And don't forget, Thursday nights, if you want to know what's coming up on this, you know, the next Sunday show, just go to the website that Michael just referred to and look for the, it's called the I don't know what it's called, the highlight update page.
We're in bad shape if you don't know what it is.
I'll look it up myself. Every Thursday night, it's just a show highlight update page and tells you who's coming on, and also on our Facebook page. Yes.
Okay, so right now, can I go it now? Are you finished?
Yeah, I just wanted to say on our Facebook page also every Thursday night. Tells you who's coming on the next Sunday.
So right now, since my wife can't talk.
Right now
we're going to hear.
But you talk a lot, so we're good tonight.
Going to Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina, are you on the line?
Yes, Michael and Lynn, I'm here, and I was calling for that Life of Riley trivia.
Yeah, so who do you think, who is the star?
Okay, so, well, I know the old-time radio show. It was William Bendix.
You're 100% right, William Bendix.
Good job.
Let me ask you a question. It's not part of the trivia, but see if you know. Who were the kids?
Oh, brother.
What did they call him on the air?
I'll give you a hint. One was called Babs.
Junior.
That's right. Junior.
So he's a baby boomer.
I couldn't think of it, to tell you the truth. I knew Babs right away, but I forgot Junior.
All right, Kevin, I have a question for
you. Just won yourself a $10 gift card. Write it down. $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, but I have a question for Kevin. How much did Cracker Jacks cost when we were kids?
He's not that old. How would he know?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they were only like 5 cents. 5 cents a box.
No, you said a quarter before.
No, he's...
Anyway, Chris.
Me, I can only remember back to the 70s, so.
So put Kevin down.
I think they were probably about 25 cents then.
Put down Kevin.
You might be right.
Put down Kevin from his $10 gift card.
Got it. Kevin. Okay.
Kevin.
All
right. I'll be calling back in a few because I got a hardball question for Richard.
Okay, that's up to you. Don't give him too hardball now. Don't give him too hard.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Who else on the line right now?
Okay, we got John coming in all the way from Clinton, Indiana.
John from Indiana. Okay, John, You're on the air. John from Indiana.
I hear something.
Yeah, the answer was William Bendix.
Hey, John, can you turn your radio down for me, though, just a little bit?
Well, I'm listening to it over Alexa, so I'll go in another room. How's that?
Oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. Tell her I say hi.
We love Alexa.
Anyway, I was trying to answer your trivia question. It was William Bendix.
Well, you have to call in again if someone beats you to the punch, but we thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, well, this is the second time, so okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, that's the best I can do.
Okay. Well, you try.
We got another one for you. Well, we got another one for you, John, so keep tuned in, all right?
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
and
John.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
All right.
And let's go talk to our good friend Sal from Delray Beach, Florida. Sal.
Sal from Delray Beach, Florida. How you doing, Sal?
Okay, good. How's things there?
Good, and you?
All right, pretty good.
Hey, Sal, can you turn Alexa down for me until I talk to her later?
Sure.
Yeah, because she got a lot going on. Alexa better be at home when I get home, though.
What can we do for you, Sal?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What can we do for you today, Sal?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I missed a question. What am I what?
No, I just said, how you doing? What can we do for you today?
Oh, I called to answer the trivia question.
Someone just beat you to the punch.
Who played Life O'Reilly?
Yeah, someone just beat you to the punch.
We have trivia every week.
We have a trivia coming up soon. This one.
Wait.
What?
Sal, how much did the Cracker Jack box cost growing up?
I think he's young.
I'd say it was 25 cents.
In the 50s?
Not in the 50s.
No, a loaf of bread was about 25 cents back in the 50s.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody's got their Alexa on, so I ask Alexa, how much were Cracker Jacks in
Wait, you want to hear something funny? Watch this. What? Alexa, how much was Cracker Jack back in the 1950s, a Cracker Jack box?
Well, Sal, keep on listening. We got another coming up in a minute. You probably know this song.
I would like to know how Sal knows about our show.
What? I heard it on the radio.
He's on the radio. Okay. WFT. He's listening at 8:50 a.m. down there in South Florida.
Terrific.
Keep on listening. All right, let's go to trivia right now.
I know everybody.
Thank you, Sal.
Everybody that was tuned in.
Okay.
Everybody that was tuned in and their Alexa went off when I said Alexa. Yeah. They're like, oh, Chris, I'm gonna get you, Chris. Why'd you do that?
All right, let's play that song now. Okay, where we go to break right now. Do trivia, 407-894-680. Who's singing the song?
I know you send me, darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me. I know you thrill me, darling, you. I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me.
That was a number one song, big song, and he had some hits. Okay, who am I talking about?
Like, he had a lot of good hits, too.
Yep. Anyway, so, who am I talking to? Number one song.
Yeah, but I think
407-894-1680.
Everybody know that that's Elvis Presley, so that's...
It wasn't Elvis Presley.
What? Get out of here. No, that is, too.
No, and it wasn't Ray Charles, either.
Okay, there's Stevie.
What's the Stevie Wonder?
Okay, Mike, you're killing me. You're overcooking my grits, Mike.
No.
Okay, I'm through guessing.
Okay.
We got some callers calling in, but it's time to go into break.
Yes, it is.
It's time to go into break, and then Richard Oliver should be on the phone line, so our phone's line blowing up.
Okay. Our guest caller's waiting in the wings.
Can you put him any fast? No, we're going to break.
No.
We're going to break.
Talk to Richard.
Yep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebree. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And don't forget to go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check out all the archives we've had. We're going to trivia. Back to trivia. We have, who's on the line first?
We got Nigel from Boca Raton.
Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida. Nigel on the line?
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do you think is singing that song?
I know. I don't think. I know. It's Mr. Sam Cooke.
You're 100% right.
Sam Gang guy.
That's right. Sam Cooke. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Don't eat too many donuts.
I can dig it, man.
Okay. We'll give you a name and address so we can send you the gift card. $10 gift card. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. So I guess we're not going to hear from our Christian record representative tonight?
It doesn't look like it.
We expected them to call in last hour. Something must have happened. So we're rescheduling them.
So, reschedule them.
Yes.
Well, at least I'm being transmitted this time. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but their commercial's running, so if you need any information, also you can go to our website and click on the Christian Record button, and it'll tell you all about their camps.
Wonderful.
And their website.
I'm planning to attend one in September here in Rockland, Florida.
Terrific.
There you go.
We will be rescheduling them very shortly.
Robert, are you on the line? Robert?
Yes.
Robert?
Yeah, it's me.
Robert, you calling from New Jersey?
Yeah.
What part of New Jersey are you calling from, Robert?
Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey.
Where's that near?
Down the shore? Is that down the
shore? What's the closest city?
Middlesex County area. Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey.
Something Harbor, New Jersey.
Are you saying Stone Harbor?
No, Lawrence Harbor. Oh.
Where's that?
Down the
L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E.
Is that near Tom's River?
No, the Middlesex County area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Middlesex. Okay. Oh, okay.
I never heard of it. Not from New
Jersey.
Were
you calling for trivia?
Yeah.
Well, someone just beat you to the punch. You'll have to wait for the next one.
How did you learn about the show, Robert?
I heard about it a couple of months ago.
Have you been listening?
Yeah.
Good. You like the show?
On my Amazon Echo, yeah.
Okay, good. Keep
on
listening. Thank
you
so much.
For you. What exit, Robert?
What exit do you live on? My wife wants to know.
What exit? That's what we say in New Jersey.
In the Garden State Parkway. What exit? Do you know?
What do you mean?
What exit do you live?
My wife's from New Jersey. Everything is by exits.
What exit? Right. That's
Garden State Parkway.
I'm right near Keyport and all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to me, that's
right
over the bridge.
Down the shore here.
That's over the Perth Amboy Bridge.
You're not too far from the Perth Amboy Bridge,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nice to have you on
Keep
board.
On listening. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Keep on calling in. Hopefully you'll win soon.
Yeah, it's nice to have some Jersey people.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so
Robert.
Much. Okay. Anybody else on the line? We got to go to our guest.
Well,
then.
That's it for right here off our guest caller. So
Let's talk to Richard
Oliver. Richard,
I'm
are you there?
I'm going to introduce Richard.
All right. Let's go to Richard. Richard Oliver, are you there?
Okay.
I am. I'm here.
Is this the Director of Outreach and Government Relations at Industries of the Blind?
It is.
Wow.
Okay, Richard.
Welcome back, Richard Oliver.
Tell us about Greensboro, North Carolina and Industry of the Blind.
That's right.
Okay, well, first thing, my condolences to you guys.
Thank you. It just
seems like we're saying that a lot.
It does.
Yeah, thank you.
Unfortunately, you're correct.
Yeah, three this month.
Yeah, we have to go to Atlanta next week. Yep.
So, Industries of the Blind, you know, it's like a broken record, right? We've been around for over 80 years. We're employing people who are blind and visually impaired. We do manufacturing. We have some distribution. But, you know, then we have a lot of office positions, too, right? So, I mean, right now we're looking for a shipping manager, couple of folks for IT. Now we're getting ready to start looking for someone to do contract administration for us because the person who was doing it moved on. So we've got a variety of jobs here in Greensboro nowadays.
Well, what was I going to say? Well, tell people about the incentives of you know, why they should go there and what you have to offer. I know you have great jobs, but it's also a great package also.
Yeah, so we have some really good benefits as well. So we have, medical, dental, vision insurance, supplemental life insurance, have a company-sponsored 401k to, you know, college tuition reimbursement. Then we have our relocation package that if you live out of state, we'll pay up to $2,500 to help move someone to here to Greensboro to come work for us. And then we'll pay as well if you live inside of North Carolina. So, I mean, we're doing a lot to try to, you know, entice people to come and want to. And besides, Greensboro is a really great place to live. Again, I might be biased since I've lived here just about my whole entire life. But, between all the outdoorsy stuff, the parks, the festivals that we have. As a matter of fact, I think the Blues Festival was either this weekend or it might be next weekend on Mother's Day weekend. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Matter of fact, yesterday we had our state bowl. We had a bowling tournament because I am part of the Gate City Blind Bowling League. And so we had a statewide tournament yesterday in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is like an hour east of Greensboro. So there were teams from Raleigh, Durham, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Jacksonville, North Carolina. There's a team in High Point, North Carolina, which is right beside of us. But, they didn't come. And then now we're all gearing up to head to Pittsburgh for the Nationals of the Blind Bowling Association.
I was just going to ask you if you were there yet.
No, the bowling tournament is during the week of Memorial Day. I am flying up on that Friday, the 30th or the 31st. I can't remember exactly what that Friday is. So I'll be there the weekend. So they have like a vendor show, and I'm going to be there for that, talking about doing what I'm doing right now, right? Talking about Industries of the Blind, talking to people who might be interested to come in and work. So if anybody who's listening is going to the Nationals, for the Bowling Nationals in Pittsburgh, that Saturday during the Vendor Expo, hey, come see me. I'd love to, just meet you face to face.
Richard, you said something in the very beginning, but you said, well, I sound like a broken record, but you don't. And you have to remember that we have new people tuning in every week, and a lot
That's
of
true.
These people might be looking for employment. And so they're interested in hearing what Industries of the Blind has to
but
say.
But you still have to bang it away, because sometimes people go over their head. They think they're hearing it. They're not sure if they heard it. And when you say it more than once, they start to get it, that you've got great jobs down there in Greensboro, North Carolina, and just waiting for them to call in and check it out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's we do a lot of that. And, we have our Facebook page, so if people are, they want to go out and search for Industries of the Blind Greensboro on Facebook, well, we're out there. We'd love to connect with you through Facebook as well.
And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That is super important. I know you say that every single time, Michael, and it's really, really, really important that if people are calling, and I hope people are interested, and I really hope that they call our HR folks, and it is super important to say that you heard it on Blind and Beyond. That way we know where people are coming from. That's really important. So, and I have one favor from anytime I'm on the show, you guys have to ban Kevin from calling.
I heard him
say he was going to call in and ask me.
Yeah,
really
well, I don't know if Chris is talking to him now. He was going to put you on the spot. Is that Kevin? Yeah, it's up to you, Richard. Kevin is on the other line.
That's good, Richard.
Let's see what it is.
Okay, we can put him through.
Richard says okay.
That is funny.
So you're sitting down, Richard?
We're like a big family here.
That's funny.
All right, Kevin.
Watch it, what you're going to say, Kevin.
Okay.
Well, evening there, Lynn and Michael and Richard, and I forgot the last time I called in. My condolences.
Thank you.
Richard,
thank you, Kevin.
I have a really good question for you.
Okay, here we are. We're all sitting down.
I'm afraid to listen.
Yep. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
What?
Okay, it's trying to sell IOB and Greensboro. I wouldn't mind though getting a job at IOB. Moving to Greensboro, but my religion, is there a place for me to worship with my religion, whether I'm Buddhist or Hindu or whatever?
Oh, so you wanted to know about that? Well, that's a good question. If I'm getting it right,
they must have religion organization.
Yeah.
You want to know if we have churches and synagogues and temples in Greensboro?
Yeah, that's what he wanted to know.
The answer is yes. I mean, we have people from all over the world, different religions, everything. I mean, it's a very diverse culture here in Greensboro. I mean, there are over 300,000 people that live in just the city limits of Greensboro. there's upwards of, I want to say it's closer to about twice that amount that live in the county, the whole entire county of Guilford County, where Greensboro is. So, yeah, I mean, and at IOB itself, we have people that come from over 23 different countries from across the world. So, yes, yeah, I mean, there are lots of religions here. There's lots of places to worship here. It just takes a little bit of reaching out.
So there are churches and synagogues. To answer your question,
Kevin. I'm sure if you just ask around, Kevin,
you have to ask.
You'll find out.
Yep. And I do know there's a couple of other temples and all that stuff, because there's a few people that work there that are Indian or Buddhist and that other good stuff too. So,
okay. Well, I mean, we have people from all over the world, right? That worship in different ways. So that's here.
Thank you,
it's
Kevin.
It's all here
in
Greensboro.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hopefully a couple more people call in, including Belle, if she remembers to call in.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Call in,
right,
Kevin.
Yeah, see you.
Bye. Thank you,
tomorrow.
Kevin. Bye, Kevin.
I have a question for Richard. Richard, what was the first product that Industries of the Blind began with?
The pens.
We started making. We were making brooms.
Oh, brooms. Okay, I think I did make that. No, the pens was
so
later.
We started off in the 30s. So we started making the pen in 1968.
Okay, the famous pen.
So, yeah, the famous Skillcraft government pen. But, yeah, we were making, brooms, recaning chairs, rope, mops, that type of thing from the 30s, and doing some light sewing, like dish rags, dust mops, that kind of stuff from the, inside of the 30s, 40s, and 50s up into the 60s.
All right.
And now, of course, we're doing some really technical things, some really technical sewing.
All right, Richard, I got a question for you.
Poor Richard.
Sure.
Trivia. See if you know this. You're not old enough. Let me tell you. In most of your big cities, like Philadelphia, where I grew up, what do we use a broom for besides sweeping? See if you know that.
Part of the broom.
What do we use it for?
So when you get married, right, you jump over the broom handle.
No.
But that's true.
No, I'll tell you the trivia. We use.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Stickball.
100% right. I never knew you would guess that.
Because I played it too.
That's right. My wife got it. Stickball.
On the street, because you didn't have to worry about cars. And then if a car was coming, we'd go, car, C-A-R.
Yeah, I didn't know you would get that, hon.
God, I'm showing my age.
Yeah, stickball. That's what we use.
See, Richard, you learned something.
The stick, stickball. Yep.
Mine is true too.
Okay, so you jump over the broom when
you get married.
Do they still do that?
Right, you lay it in front of you, and you jump over the handle of the broom.
And the significance is?
I don't remember, but that's the only part I can remember. I have to Google the rest of it.
Oh, God.
Well, check out Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. If you're not going to be, let's say, lay back and lazy, and you want a job.
And you want a family. That's what it's like.
And you want to be independent.
Family. Yeah.
And have a life. Go to Greensboro, North Carolina, and get you a good job. Did I say it right?
No, no, you said it fantastic.
Okay.
You want to shout out the contact information, Richard?
Yeah, so our switchboard is 336-274-1591, and you can ask for HR, or you can call direct.
Don't let him go. 336-544-3726.
That gets you straight to Laverne Goodridge, who is the person that you, our recruiter, that you really want to talk to about all the job openings and everything we have to offer people.
Okay. And it's also on our webpage. It spells it all out on our webpage.
Yes.
Check it out. We have a call right now from West Palm Beach, Florida. We'd like to talk to Richard Oliver.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I want to tell you that listening to the Diamonds every now and then in your program has brought back such memories for me.
Oh, I thought you had a question for Richard.
Richard Oliver question. Okay.
I'm sorry?
We thought you had a question for Richard Oliver.
Right.
Oh, no, I really don't have a question. I just wanted to comment on that. It brings... I went to, I'm 80 years old, and I went to high school in Fort Lauderdale. And back, that was, many years ago in the 50s, and we had a club that we went to. It was kind of like a nightclub, but back then it was just a great big club that any age could go in. And we used to go there sometimes in the evening, and there would be sometimes famous performers.
Can we interrupt,
please? We have to interrupt you because we were talking to Richard Oliver.
And we can talk to you after we're finished with Richard.
You can call back any other time.
No,
yes.
That's all right. No, I had the radio turned off. So I wasn't able to hear what was going on.
Okay. Thank you. Call back any other time.
Okay, I'll call back another time.
Please do. Keep on listening. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Richard. We thought it was a question for you.
Yeah.
No. That's okay. Hey, I'm glad that people are listening and eager to call in and talk about what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. She was cute. Yeah.
Yeah, she was cute.
Okay, so we shall talk to you again soon. Have a happy Mother's Day next Sunday with your family.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, people, I'd love for people to reach out to us through Facebook. Give us a shout. Go to our website, industriesoftheblind.com. And find out what we're all about. And we'd love to, if you're interested in employment, we'd love to hear from you.
And even if they call, just to check it out, because if they're not sure, let them make a phone call. It doesn't hurt to make a phone call and check out Industries of the Blind. Ask questions, check them out. Who knows? Maybe you'll get a new job.
And if you forgot the phone number that Richard just said, just go to our website.
It's all there, our website.
Under the
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Richard. Thank you, Richard, so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And listen, anything you forget, if you hear something that's advertised, they're all on our webpage. They're all there. If you have any questions, go to our webpage, like Industries of the Blind. Check them out. Call them up. Got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Going to break? Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
#maybe just friends for now.
#camper for life.
National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Well, this is going to be our last trivia of the night. Let's see if you can get this one. This is trivia, the last one of the night. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. There we go. That's Chris Shaw in the background. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song besides Chris Shaw?
Do you remember? That's all I got for you.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Do you realize how many states have called in tonight? Quite a few states.
Yeah, we had quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few states.
At least six different states.
More than that.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than that, but at least six.
Yeah, a couple of people from Canada.
Right.
Washington.
Out of the country.
Yeah, that's not a state.
No, I didn't say that. I two people from Canada. Yeah. Then I said we have state of Washington. Hello, caller. Right, Indiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Pretty neat.
Florida. What else? I'm forgetting.
You said New Jersey,
said
Indiana.
It. Yep.
Washington.
Yep, said it.
Florida.
Yep, said it.
Omaha.
No.
Oh, just Nebraska. Checking because you said that too, right?
No. they would have called in from Nebraska.
Oh, I forgot. North Carolina.
By the way, speaking of weather, Chris.
Okay.
The Christian Record, they had tornado watches tonight.
Oh, that's so that why. Yeah, why that's probably. Yeah, they probably got sidetracked because of that.
They told me. Yeah, so we rescheduled them for the 19th. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I know we do have us a caller on the phone line. I can't get this. Okay. All right. That's what we'll do with that one. And who is Beverly from Orlando. Beverly from Orlando? All right. So. Let's go talk to our girl, Beverly from Orlando.
Is it the Beverly from Orlando? The Beverly?
That's correct. How's everyone tonight?
All right. Hey. How you doing, Beverly?
Beverly, did you ever get your shirt?
I did, and I love it.
Oh, good.
Thank
good.
You. Okay. Glad. Good. Glad you got it.
Hello? But this is you guys need somebody from another store. I'm calling from the state of confusion. So y'all put that on the record, okay?
Okay, so that's a new state. That's state number 51.
State of confusion. That's a good one, Beverly.
State 51, state of confusion.
So who do you think was singing there, Beverly?
I don't know. You know, I started out thinking that was Marvin, but it wasn't Marvin. So the closest I could think is Frankie Beverly, but I don't know.
Girl, you are right. Yep, you're right.
See, because Beverly called up for Beverly. That's what you said. Yeah. Beverly for Beverly.
Who
Frankie
was the
Beverly.
Singer?
Frankie Beverly.
I knew the song, but not the singer.
Frankie Beverly. He was going to, when were we trying to get him for a rock and roll show?
Oh, Frankie Beverly. Thank
good
you.
Job.
Good job. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Woo-hoo! The best barbecue in Florida. Woo-hoo! Best barbecue.
Yeah, Smoking Sonny's. That's
Smoking Sonny's. There you go.
Right. Enjoy Sonny's Barbecue, the best ribs.
I will.
Best brisket.
The best pit master, right?
That's right, pit master. She knows.
Yep. Leave your address. Okay. Leave your address off the air, and we'll make sure you get a $10 gift card. Sonny's Barbecue.
Well, thank you so much. You're welcome,
thank you.
Beverly.
Thank you for listening. Okay. Keep on calling. Right.
She knows her oldies.
Yeah, she knows her. Well, that's not an oldie. Frankie Beverly
is not exactly.
Frankie Beverly been around, but I think that was one of the last albums he did as far as producing.
We tried to get him for a rock and roll show.
And then I was going to do this one at first, but you said don't do him too hard.
Yeah.
See, this one right here is something that a lot of people sleep on, this one right here. That's all I'm gonna give you right there. I'm not gonna give you more.
I like the instrumental part.
She thought he sounded a lot like Marvin Gaye, but I think listen to a little bit for a few notes. He sounds like almost Smokey. High pitched voice.
So who were the other callers that you have?
Well, that was it. It was just Beverly. We couldn't get the other one. The other one that called in, they couldn't come through. Call back 407-894-1680. You were a little muffled on our end. That's why we couldn't hear you.
And Frank, you never call back with your address. We can send you a $10 gift card.
Frank, we're going to take your gift card, Frank. So call us back so we can send it out to you. Because, you know, it's time to make the donuts. So come on, Frank, give us a call back before we really go and make the donuts.
Well.
Y'all been bad all night tonight. Y'all encouraged me to be bad.
I want to thank everybody for calling in, give their condolences for Lynn and myself. We've had a rough month. Next week, we won't be doing the show. We'll do a best of. So for those folks, listen to the show. You might not have heard the show next week, but we'll do a best of. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We got to be in Atlanta. Be honest, we'd rather be here doing the show because I'm not looking forward to going to Atlanta. It's going to be rough for us, Lynn and I, going up to our daughter. And the kids, it's going to be a heartbreaker. So I'm already getting upset thinking about it. So anyway, folks, what can I say? Tragedies hit us hard in the last month. Lynn, you got anything to say?
No, not right at this moment, no. I don't.
Okay. So I want to thank you all for listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. I want to thank our sponsors and advertisers for being with us so long. For those folks that were with us for the whole time, I want to thank you for listening. When I screw up, when I make mistakes, you put up with me. And I enjoy doing the show. I enjoy that you're having us come to your home and that you can listen to us in your car, in your home. What?
We got Eugene from Clearwater on the phone line who wants to get in and speak with you.
Hi, Eugene. Eugene from Clearwater, Florida. Hi, Eugene.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Chris.
Hello, Eugene.
wanted to say that I remember back as a kid, Cracker Jacks used to be 10 cents a box.
There you go.
All right, so you and I are probably around the same age. Thank you. I couldn't remember.
I said that. We're around the same age.
Remember the bottles of Coke were a nickel.
Right.
And nickel. About the jumping over the broomstick, that's an African-American tradition that ever who jumps the highest over the broom is supposed to be the decision maker in the household.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, Richard,
yep.
Did you hear that? Wow.
Yep.
That's interesting.
So, and sorry to hear about all the losses you've had in your family.
Yep. Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you. Yep. Yep. Y'all take care and have a safe trip up and back.
Thank you.
We
appreciate
so much,
that.
Thank
and we'll
you
talk
so
to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay. And, y'all right. Take care.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, bye. Eugene. Yep.
What else?
And we're going to go to break. I know that. We have to go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break? Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're going to get ready to go to break in 2-1.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. We'd like more people to call in from more states. It'd be wonderful. We appreciate you listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you want to say anything or write to us, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you have anything to say, write to us. Maybe if you've got a PSA, if you've got something coming up, and you want to spread the word, what's going on in your neck of the woods. We have a lot of folks listening to our radio show. Just listen to the show, and you'll hear people all over the United States calling in. And maybe you can call in from your state and bring it on board the state. Be nice. If you're listening, well, just don't listen. Call in. And remember, 407-894-1680. That's the place to call. Lynn? You there, honey?
I'm here.
Okay.
Just want to thank everybody for your condolences. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to being back here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was hard for us to do the show tonight, folks.
Yeah, it was.
And Chris Shaw and Charlotte Massey, we want to thank you so much for helping us with the show. And what can I say? You both are great and did a wonderful job. And look forward to speaking to you in a couple weeks. God bless you all. Stay well.
And happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day.
Out there for next Sunday ahead of time. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got